fishing.
The Fishing Report.
And I'm going today.
Let's go to our fishing guru now, Mark Kitteridge.
Yes, g'day, Murray. Well, the unpredictable weather patterns continue, with some calm conditions in between plenty of wind and torrential rain. The full moon period hasn't helped the fishing either. However, before the full moon, there was excellent fishing up at the 90 Mile Beach for those with drone-powered long lines, with plenty of good-sized snapper and gurnard caught, despite the trawlers often working just a few hundred metres out, as well as a heap of weed washing around. Bream Bay, it's been pretty slow fishing generally, but there have been several nice kingfish caught in the harbour, along with a bunch of squid at secret spots. Further out, the workups continue, especially out around Mungawhai, although some anglers have resorted to adding squid slivers to their 80 to 140 gram slider hooks to get reluctant snapper to bite. In Auckland's east coast, fishing's been especially tough for many fishers, particularly with the full moon period occurring, but patient anglers have done well on bigger than usual snapper, as well as soft baiters targeting the shallows around 40 to 15 metre depths. Further out, the workups have been pretty full on around the crack east of Flat Rock, as well as in the usual area around the cable zone out off Kawau Island. The 120 gram G-bomb in Orange was a star performer. And this is the time to target squid. They're still in good numbers, and they're really big too, with some reaching a kilo in weight. However, they hate fresh water, so avoid fishing for them anywhere near river or stream outflows, especially after heavy rain. Waihau through to Gisborne continues to be very productive for those targeting bluefin tuna. Although trolling is working well during the daylight hours, jigging at night has really taken off, following one boat catching an incredible 29 tuna, up to 130 kilos in one night. The biggest tuna weighed recently was a 139-kilo beast caught by Mike Sarton aboard the charter boat Striker. There have been some ripper albacore caught too, some of which have been over 20 kilos. In Wellington, Black Pearl Charters has been doing well on winter kingfish, and they're a good size too, averaging 10 to 18 kilos. He doesn't say where, but I suspect Hunter's Bank. Marlborough, local fishers have been encountering some really decent-sized smoothhound sharks from the local beaches, while those targeting gurnet have been rewarded around the Wairau Bar or the seawall out of Waikawa. And for boat fishers, the blue cod have been huge in recent times, along with the odd winter king to go and add as a bonus. Finally, the bluefin tuna fishing has really taken off from Westport and Greymouth too, with fish typically weighing around 110 to 150 kilos. One was even caught on a stick bait by Stephen Cahill, but it took 8 hours to land. And the tides for this weekend in Auckland, the east coast is low tide 5:32, high tide 11:37, west coast low tide 7:46, high tide is in 14:02. Looking ahead to the weekend's weather, it's looking pretty good for many areas on Saturday, especially the lower half of the South Island, as well as its entire east coast, along with the upper two-thirds of the North Island on both coasts. And Sunday is looking almost as good. The lower half of the South Island and east coast, South Island's east coast in particular, along with the upper North Island's east coast. So get out and take advantage while you can, guys.